In his chair a little bit longer. And made the century very much a probability, even though this is not as easy as it looks.
96.
Going to take the cue ball away from the brown slightly and potting the green.
Please.
Kom je wat met zo'n keuze?
Well, these are them anyway, because them curtains are sort of all faded, they're a right mess.
Unless you get rid of it.
Well,
Mr. Nazy Black. Mine is only just that frame just starting. This frame is. That's what I thought when I seen him, when I seen him over there like.
I
Yeah.
Steve Henry's won it. 4-1, 5-1.
Woods.
hear a relaxed moonbike, and you're going to sort of leap out the studio and run a marathon straight up.
I may not relax when I'm not. It's not getting any easier.
Well, it doesn't get any easier, does it? No, indeed. It's got a track record like Michael's. It's probably as strange to maintain it, because the scores are excellent. 51 the first time, 80 the highest in the series, of course, and 58 yesterday. So that's quite a record to maintain, Michael. So I'm sure you are really deep down in that brainy mind of yours. You are pretty relaxed. So we wish you all the best of luck. He is, of course, an artist at the National Physical Laboratory. So that's Michael, and this is Nick. Nick Atkinson. Well, Nick is from Norbury in Surrey. He's 22 and single, and of course we would like to know what our friends here do for a living. Well, Nick is a prison officer. Yes, Nick actually works in the Nick. Wandsworth Prison, to be precise. His hobbies include snooker, football, badminton and table tennis. Now, his ambition is to be a famous snooker player, just like Steve Davis, Stephen Hendry or Jimmy White. In fact, he must like queuing, because he tells us his favourite food is Chinese takeaway. So you can imagine whispering Ted Lowe, a snooker commentator watching Nick and saying, now is Nick going for the brown ball or the prawn ball? So lo and behold, it's Nick Atkins. Good luck, Nick. Well, yesterday our Guardian dictionaries beat the contestants with four good words: clickated. Clickated means crumpled, vinegars, servings and driftages. Now, driftages is not what you think, but driftages refers to the movements of cattle. Good words. So we had no beef about that. So today we expect another lean and mean performance, and perhaps even some amusing comments, and certainly, unlike me, no cheap jokes. So good luck to Sally James.
Brain power, and you were talking to Michael Richards, and I wonder, do you know how many brain cells the average person over 30 loses each day?
Yeah, something like a million or something amazing.
Well, it's actually, it's not as amazing as that. It's 100,000, but it's still quite frightening to think you lose that many in each day, isn't it?
Do more grow in their place?
Oh, that is the question. Well, helping me out with the brain cells and helping my brain cells to work is our lexicographer, Richard Stanton.
Hello there.
Your living rooms may well be full of spring flowers, early daffodils. So here's Miss Daffodil herself, or even Miss Primrose, Carol Borden. All right, Michael, you're facing the challenge, yet another challenge from Nick, so good luck as we ask you to embark on this mighty journey towards the end of the programme.
Okay, consonant, please.
A consonant, Michael. T.
And again.
Y.
And a vowel.
E.
And a consonant.
Consonant. N.
Another consonant.
R.
A vowel.
A.
Another vowel.
Vowel. I.
And a consonant.
And L.
Thank you for that. This is the countdown. Begin with, Nick?
Risky,
yeah. We'll better go to you, Nick, your risky one.
Entrails.
Entrails, oh, nothing risky about that. It's a very old word, entrails. The Romans used to read the entrails. And that's an excellent word, an excellent start for you. Entrails, yes. Sally? Not Sally, Michael.
Yes, I've got the same.
Oh, you've got the same?
Yes.
Right, I'm so excited by the good words. Right, entrails.
We have entrails on a tree for an alternative
eight. Okay, 8 and 8. Well then, Nick, well risked. Except it wasn't a risk, but you thought it was. Anyway, here we go.
Atlantic. That's O.
And a consonant?
Oh, W.
And another, please.
B.
And another consonant.
T.
And a vowel.
E.
And another consonant, please.
R.
And another consonant, please. And a vowel.
O. One more.
And another consonant, please.
Thank you. And M.
Thanks. Okay, Nick, that's your choice. Good luck. What did you get, Michael?
Six.
You got six. Here, the five then, please.
Power.
Power. Yes, you can see power there. Now, what did Michael see?
A woofer.
A woofer?
Woofer. Woofer.
You did say a woofer.
Woofer.
Right.
Yes, I did.
This is a tea time show, you know. A woofer. I love it. I've heard of a tweeter, of course, in the wireless.
Wonderful news, yes, woofer, W-O-F-E-R, a loudspeaker designed to reproduce low frequencies, as in woofer and tweeter.
Oh, good. Great, well done. Now, woofer. Well, good work, but any advance on that?
No advance, but just to equalise with six, boomer.
Okay, well, we've got 14 and 8 there, and we have Michael's.
Constant, please.
S.
And again.
N.
And a vowel.
E.
And another vowel.
A vowel. A.
A consonant.
P.
Another consonant.
S.
Another consonant.
H.
A vowel.
E.
And another consonant.
And another consonant. And a D.
Interesting. Lot there. Here we go.
One that we thought might be a word as well, and
yeah.
We looked it up, and I'm afraid it isn't in the dictionary. There's no verb to shape it, to shape, but no shaper, I'm afraid.
So 20 and 8 is after three letters games, and it's the Nick's numbers now, please.
One from the top row, Carol.
One from the top row, Nick.
And five from anywhere else.
All right, thank you. Along this side for change. Five small numbers. To give. 5, 2, 10. And 100, the largest number, of course, that we can have. And the target is quite a low one, 207.
Okay. 207 says Cecil. Here we go.
Thank you.
207.
Good. Michael?
Yeah, 207.
Okay, he was with a really cunning way. Nick, really cunning way of doing it?
Not really. two times 100.
Two times 100 is obviously 200, Nick.
10 plus 6.
10 plus 6 is 16.
And 5 plus 4 is 9.
5 plus 4 is 9.
Two more.
So add that, subtract that, and you get the right answer.
Sure, sir.
That seems pretty complicated to me. Well done, that deserves a 10 point. Michael.
So 2 times 100.
Yeah.
And then 5 plus 6 minus 4.
5 plus 6, minus four. Is 11 minus 4 is 7.
All right, so they've both got 10 points. Well done. So, end of part one. Time's really flying, isn't it? Michael's on 30, Nick's on 18, and Sally will take us into the break for the 10.
Yes, I've got a few Goldwyn gems for you. Hollywood producer Sam Goldwyn was notorious for making garbled and self-contradictory statements, and here's just a few of my favourites. Why did you name your baby John? Every time...
...lady who's captain of boats for York University, and I also took a York University, I took four of them out in a boat, which was very frightening, and then on Tuesday of this week, I went out on the river at Oxford.
Anyway, you'd have had it, wouldn't you? If it weren't.
Of course I would.
You wanted
it? I think it were a big con myself.
It was.
Especially that bloody thing. Right then, Adam.
What's this?
We'll take it now. They want the English language.
Who does?
It's a survey, market research thing, you know. They come and asked us last week.
Oh, yeah, she didn't fall for that, did she?
You did.
Oh, dear.
You get a voucher for
£25.
Oh dear.
To pick them up
today.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Oh, well, it's worth
£25.
£25 marks and Spencer's belt. Oh, that's very good.
It would
have been
alright on
there.
Yeah,
it would have been, yeah.
So
you're taping?
Yeah.
So you're
taping.
They want the English language,
they
want all different.
Where am I from?
Conisbrough.
Conisbrough?
Yeah. So I live there, haven't I?
Yeah. I used to live at Mexborough.
Right.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just next door.
Yeah.
Milk? Oh, we've got milk in.
Have you
made the tea, love?
Oh, yes.
There's your sugar. Spoon. There's a spoon.
Hello.
Oh, you cheeky devil, I'm rubbing a sweat.
It's on here.
I know. Well, this is it. She said, doctor.
I've only just meant
to. You're supposed to. Just so they're going to want another £2 off us for that now, postage.
Let's get it open and see what's happening before we start jumping to conclusions. Is it any good to let
them? I think it's disgusting anyway. They don't deserve custard.
Nah. It's Brian Mills, isn't it?
It's
Don't
it National Ward.
They all belong to the same, don't they? How do these go on with catalogues then? They don't send them back. They don't charge postage. You know, if you're not satisfied with goods, that's your priority.
No.
By mail order, Joyce.
Must be a Bamford phone calls to them because they put the wrong address on.
Yeah,
everything we're going to 23 England, you see.
Well,
good job they were honest because they were bringing things in.
Yeah.
You know, she
has that letter come to here then?
That letter came to here, yeah. But some of the letters have come. In fact, they sent me that catalogue, you know. I don't know if I showed you the catalogue. That went up there and he called him with it for us, didn't he, Alex?
I'll go and get my sandwiches, Joyce.
Oh, have you got your sandwiches, Rob?
No.
Oh. We can let the next day. Oh. Right.
No invoice and out on this. Does it come after?
Yeah, it comes after. It don't come in with it. Are they all right? Are they the right size? I'm going to check them and see if
they're 8 inch.
The what?
8 inch.
All
right, size then, look. So what
I'll do, I'll send them £2 postage and £6 off there. You've got to
wait a bill.
Yeah, I
know.
Yeah, so the £2 postage on it, you can guarantee on it. So the crafty devil, then.
What?
I'm going to want another £2 off
just
for that.
I'm going to tell
me,
Joyce.
I tell you.
They want £2
for the first lot,
but
I said £2 for that.
Oh, I won't pay it. Bill got his car back last night for his adult MOT.
What number is it? That block?
32, I think.
I've got it
written
down.
32, where I'm close. It's got my dad's there now, he's servicing it.
Is it?
I think he's going to...
service of it?
Ready for tonight, I think.
Oh, is it served? Oh, ready for the MOT, like?
Yeah. Yeah, £75 out. Well, there were £18 MOT in with that.
Is it?
£27.
He don't do MOT, does he?
Takes it to a garage, like, you know
what
I mean?
Then,
and then, like, if they don't want to fail it on, he can do it, you know what I mean? They don't charge for doing.
Hey, that weren't bad on, is it?
They were.
It was £75 for doing it for MOT.
£18 MOT,
yeah.
£27 for parts, £30 labour, it comes to £75, and Bill gave him £80.
Well, there were all sorts of things that a fella had on.
Yeah.
Weren't there?
Mm.
I'll let you have mine, look, because I've not made enough tea.
Right.
Now I'll let mine wait.
I haven't.
I don't think
you haven't done anything.
Well, that's all right.
I don't think the wheel bearings want to do him. What he said was they wanted packing and greasing or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They
were advertising, selling,
what do you call it,
cavaliers?
The mother. Excuse me, these are 8 bloody size. Look at them.
They are, aren't they?
Mm. No, ma'am.
What is it? You cut your own bread?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not that cut bread.
She said, I'll do your sandwiches, you won't get ready. Because we sat there telling tale.
Yeah.
Size on it.
Well, fill you up, won't they? Oh, we're going to save
you some apple pie.
I didn't know whether you liked it,
rabbit pie,
I mean. I didn't know whether you liked it or not.
Now, you saved me any?
No.
God.
Well, what I did two, so I put one in the freezer, you know.
And then another one.
But there's only
upstairs. I'm on your whole rabbit.
I'm on your cup, do I?
Yeah, you're on my cup. There were a whole rabbit and there was some stewing meat in with it, you know, and onions and carrots. So it made a dish full. I couldn't eat that.
Yeah.
One go. So I put pie crust down. I put some two dishes and put pie crust down. And I cooked it and I put it in the freezer. One in a casserole dish, like.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But not tin or out. We went right here, we've been around looking in old shops this week, and we've gone right through the door, really. We went to MFI, we went to B&Q Furniture Factors, didn't we?
We were looking for
bedroom stuff, there's some nice stuff. MFI beat the lot. Didn't they, Ellie?
I do, guys.
And there were a nice unit in Furniture Factors. It has got a little tiny mark on the door. You know, as you walk, you could see it like, but which could have been easily filled in with some wooden, you know, nobody would have known it was there. Yeah, of course it could.
Yeah.
And that were reduced, was that 250 for the lot? And that were lovely, weren't it? Mm. Right high one. Was it, had it got all things on
it? It's a cylinder.
And two wardrobes.
That was good.
It was beautiful. Two wardrobes and a dressing table. I remember at the back, I can't remember that. It was £250. I said, well, that is really worth the money, that.
Yeah.
And then we're looking for some carpeting, weren't we? Well, we looked at the carpeting and didn't know whether, you know, I didn't really see anything, you know, not that I would have said, oh, well, that's lovely, it'll go and be sweet, lovely. Didn't see anything really, did we? But we only looked in B&Q for that, didn't we?
No,
please. Oh, yeah, the dining suites in the Furniture Factory, they are absolutely gorgeous, aren't they, Ellie? Mind the table, they're lovely. You can see your face in them, you know. They're that highly, I don't know what kind of wood they are, but they're lovely.
So
they're beautiful, aren't they?
That's what mine's like. Mine's, what they call it?
No different shapes.
Italian. It's like, it's very shiny, and it's got like a marking on them. The Roman Furniture Factory, like a pattern on the right edge, shape line, you know what I mean? What do you call it?
A couple of them.
Hey, I'm not going to be like this to you, but you'll be
there. I got mine from Dining Room Centre.
It's a lot better, though. He got them tablets. He's got some tablets from doctor on Monday when he went. Said if he's not any better when he goes back in a fortnight, it's going to send him to a chest specialist. But he's been a lot better, hasn't he, for breathing this week. Only thing is, he can't rush. He can't bend.
Six died in that ward with a pitwalk last week with a chest. Six died, he were on the end of the week. We're mad with our bed on, smoking.
Really?
And they took Babby, you know, one night. She had place in uproar, because she chose whatever you do, she copies. So of course we're all coughing, weren't there? Well, if you cough, she coughs, well, she's got a right audience, you know what I mean? Just sat there on bed, and every time anybody coughs, she'd go like this. She's just at that age where you cough, she copies everything, you know.
So I've got some of them below curtains, but I've got the wrong size, I'll have to take them back. See, my bedroom curtain windows, they're as wide as this, but they're not as deep. And I've got 90 drop, well, it's going to be miles too long.
72 you
want. 72 will do, And I wouldn't mind the extra width, I don't know if they've got that size in there.
Oh,
I don't mind, help me, but I've got passing, so I've got an insurance end of month. The tax at end of month.
Yeah, we just paid our tax.
And then insurance.
Paid our tax beginning of this month.
We're going to have a card tax before MOT runs out.
Yeah, my daddy, I think.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. I do.
Mine's due, right?
My dad's MOT.
Our MOT's due next week. This weekend, really.
Ours was due on 24th. And what our garage usually do, if you take it earlier, they put down 24th of February, because you're out a month. But that garage where that Dave's took it, they put dates on, but you're allowed. So supposed to be allowed, it's having a market test certificate. 28 days, you can take it before, and they'll still date
it. So was it early then?
Mm.
Oh, well, it should have dated it for
That's where I said to Bill.
Oh. Well, next time when you go, just go on a proper date. That you should go on.
You'll be able to order then, though.
Will you?
Yeah. You go on your test certificate.
Oh.
It weren't due out 24th of February,
I can't you take it back and get it redated?
I don't know.
Whereabouts has he took it to?
I don't know.
Mention it to that man, because he can maybe get it altered. Tell him it doesn't start. Well, when does it start? 24th of this month? Mm. This month?
Yeah. That's when MOT runs out.
Well, that's 3 weeks. No. I would take it.
Silks was better for 24th, because if there's aught wrong with it, like, you've got a chance to do it.
Mm.
You know, right now we've had it done, and it's gone through. Well, usually, we'll date it from 24th.
Well, they should do. Mm. Yeah. Well, I was a due Saturday, ain't it? I said to him, ring up and...
We did Banford and Roxburgh MOT.
Some places it's 25 now. It's gone up.
You paid £10 last year, didn't you?
Mm, we did. We paid £9.50 last year.
Has it gone up now? Much?
Has it gone up double?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can charge up to £25.
Oh.
When it last worked, she was saying she went, she didn't have enough money, it was £22.50. As well, as well cheap than £18, weren't it?
Yeah, I wonder where he took it to. You want to try Dunscraft down at bottom? See what they
Well, we got parts from. They called it because they did his bill.
Yeah.
Stainforth. We must have one at Stainforth and Thorn.
Yeah.
Weekend discounts, is it? Isn't it like that?
Stainforth weekend discounts.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah.
It says same Firth and Thorn.
Yeah, Janet. Oh, the map.
They're open 7 days a week.
Might do a MOT. Oh, well, it still cost £18. They're not costing no more than that. You go to buy me Dungarries, don't you?
Mm. One of the last is this work this morning, she's paid £22.50.
But, our bus passes run out, haven't we? Well, that's the time he uses it, when he takes the car in. It's about the only time he uses it. When he takes the car in, he usually buses it back. And then buses it back to pick it up.
Well, that's bad news, that. Because each one of them bus passes costs in poll tax about £100 each.
What's better?
If you only use them once like that.